Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Talk About It. My name is Anvil Wiskus. I'll be your host today, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. If you are brand new to Talk About It, welcome. It is a post-grad center podcast that posts every single Wednesday, and I am so, so, so grateful that you are here and you are joining me. Welcome, you guys. Welcome back to another week, and welcome to our first episode post our dating series. Can I hear a little commotion for that series? Because I feel like it was jam-packed with so much stuff. I am so happy with how it turned out. I feel like every time I go into a series, you never know if you're going to hit all the points that you wanted to hit and if you're going to say them the way that you wanted to say them. And I will be completely honest, I was very opinionated and I was very brutally honest in how I view things and the way that I go about each and every era of a dating cycle, whether that's a breakup, starting to date again, and just dating in 2025 in general. I was very opinionated. And I really just feel like I laid it out on the line, and you guys seem to have absolutely loved it. If you did, and if there's something else that you want me to know, or if you're just about to check it out, let me know. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But it was just such a fun series, and I can't wait to do my next series because I have a really fun idea for what I want to do. So stay tuned for that. That won't be for a while. I'm going to take a break from the series so that we can get back into the role of some other topics that I've been itching and dying to talk about. But you guys, I'm sorry for my voice. I wasn't lying in that episode a couple weeks ago where I said that's not the last time I won't have a voice for a podcast episode. It's a Tuesday night, and I am going to be gone this weekend. I'm going to be in California. So I'm actually recording this literally the day before my three-parter comes out for that dating series. So my schedule and my mind are a little chaotic right now, but I am going to California this weekend, and I am so excited. It is blizzarding out. It has snowed probably every single day in Minnesota. I'm not even kidding. I'm all for it. I'm trying to not complain about it. It's so difficult to drive through, so I'm really trying to remain patient. And not to mention, where I'm at right now is a different location than my house, so getting here was just so much fun in a blizzard. But you guys, I hope that you can bear with me with my voice. Low key, a lot of people really like raspy voices, so maybe this is more satisfying for you. I know I feel like a completely different person. I feel like I have an alter ego when I lose my voice during the season. And so, yeah, I wanted to just like slide that in there that, yes, I do have another raspy voice, and they're just going to keep coming. So we might have to get used to the rasp, okay? But you guys, I have such a fun topic for today. I actually want to start diving into some holiday topics. And actually, we're kind of going to go out of order. I'm going to jump right away into New Year's and an episode regarding New Year's resolutions, you guys. I could go in order and talk about Christmas, but I'm just feeling very passionate. I feel like right now, mid-December, is the time where people really start to dive into what they want for the next year. They really start to create their resolutions, their rebranding, if you will. I keep seeing that everywhere on my social media, and I'm participating in it as well. It's really, really, truly the season of vision boards, mood boards, anything you want for the next year, of all that you want to acclimate, all that you want to bring into the new year. And so I want to fully embrace that and talk about that in this episode. And one thing that I hear a ton when it comes to this topic and New Year's resolutions and rebranding yourself is that it's not that deep. Newsflash, it is that deep. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Don't worry, I didn't forget about a drink. Okay, I'm here with an Arnie. I was gonna do a tea, but I'm actually gonna do a tea after this because my throat is probably gonna hurt a ton after talking for so long. But here we are, Arnie. You know the drill. You know I love these things. And let's just dive into this episode because who knows how long I'm gonna talk today. Okay, cheers. I also just wanna say, you guys, that I forget how tired I get during January. Even though it's a winter month and even though you anticipate that you don't have that much going on, it is known that January is probably one of the busiest months out of the year, and I'm feeling it. I feel like this week and this past weekend and these past 2 weeks have truly made me lose my mind, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. So we got my head on. Okay, I screwed it on. Brain's working. That Arnie just gave me some spunk, and we are going to dive into our topic. I feel like New Year's always gets a really bad rep. Truthfully, I really do. I feel like it's a season of a lot of people trying to pursue things in their life, dreams in their life, et cetera, that they've been wanting to do for a while, or changing the atmosphere of their life. But it's also a season of saying goodbye to a year because of how fast it went. I feel like it's realization of how fast time goes by in the blink of an eye. I know during the year, I'll be like, oh my gosh, you know, in February, I'm like, it doesn't feel like 2025, right? It doesn't feel like that. And then midsummer, I'm like, okay, like I'm starting to get more confident being like, yeah, okay, like I'm in 2025, whatever. And then I feel like I blink and it's the next year and I just don't know where any of the time goes. And so because of that, because of so many factors, so many emotions, so many things clouding our way, New Year's can have such a bad rep. And I think New Year's resolutions also receive a pretty bad rep as well. One main reason is that I really do think that people don't like to participate in New Year's resolutions, don't like the idea of New Year's resolutions because they feel like they write it down and they never actually fulfill it. They never actually finish it. It's something that they want to do, but then it just proves to them what they didn't do over the past year. I totally understand that mindset where it's like if you write a list of things that you want to have done or you want to improve on and you want to create for yourself in a year and then you look back and you didn't achieve any of it, that is very intimidating. That's very frustrating and it's very degrading and very hard for us to pick ourselves back up because we create these lists and we create these visions for ourselves based off of the person that we want to be. We create these things based off of what we learned from the past year and the trajectory that we want our life to go into. But most of the time, you guys, we create these lists that are just unattainable, truthfully unattainable. They're not realistic. And I am like number one on that platform of someone who creates an unachievable list, truthfully. I get very, very, very confident. I get very, very, very sporadic. And I just write things down that I know is going to be hard for me to do, yet I write it down because I just feel like I'm up for the challenge. And then I forget about all the roadblocks that come in the way, all the changes, all of the real things that I face each week, such as just pure exhaustion, such as busy schedules, not enough time in the day, getting sick. So many other factors, just life factors that come into play that make it so hard to achieve these goals. And I want to talk about that. I want to talk about that. And I want to talk about the mindset and the shift of truly why New Year's can have such a bad rep. Because a lot of people do think that it's just not that deep, that it's not that deep to make these New Year's resolutions. It's not that deep to plan out the way that you want the year to go and the vision that you have for this year coming into your life. But I truly think it is. I think it is that deep. Why wouldn't you want to go into a year knowing the type of person that you want to be and the type of things that you want to reach? But the goal isn't to create unachievable things. It's to create a vision for yourself and pedestals that you can reach throughout the year. It's not supposed to be on the first day you reach your goal and then you obtain that goal. It's supposed to be things that you obtain and you gain throughout the year. That's the goal of it. I first want to start with the resolutions and the lists that we create. Most of the time when we create a list of things that we want as our New Year's resolutions, we create things that truthfully are not maintainable. We choose things that we either have to be all in for or all out for. Things such as, I'm going to commit to this, 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 and this within this year, and I'm going to do it every single day. I'm going to do it to my full max, and that's how I'm going to become better. That's not maintainable. When you are creating your New Year's list, it's really important that you create things that are maintainable. And it's really important that you create things and you put things in your list that if you miss a day or if it's not the same every single time you do it, you're still feeling like you're achieving something. I don't know if I'm the only one in this realm, but a lot of the times when I create a New Year's resolution or I create something, one point that I want to achieve, a lot of the times I'll create and add a crazy number to that. And if I don't achieve it to the extent that I have it written down, I don't feel like I achieved it. I'm so toxic in that sense where I'm like, nope, doesn't count. Like, you know, if I did a 45-minute workout class, but I sat most of the time or it was too hard for me to get through and I was really struggling to get through it, I feel like I didn't get a good workout in. I feel like I didn't do something to my absolute best ability. And that is so toxic of me. But that is where New Year's can be very difficult for me to get through, because if I create a resolution or I create a list of things that I want to achieve or I want to do or I want to try or I want to see or whatever experience throughout the year, and I don't experience to the max that I want to experience it in, I don't count it. Doesn't that sound crazy? That sounds so incredibly crazy. I know, trust me, I know I'm insane. But there's some part of me that just is so driven by pursuing things to the full ability that I can, that I often lose sight that the attempt is what matters. And so that's why I feel like it's really important that when we create our resolution list, when we create things that we want for the new year, that we want to achieve, that we want to learn, that we want to go into the new year pursuing, it's really important to make sure that they are maintainable and to make sure that if you don't do them to the same capacity this every day, that they still feel like you're pushing forward. For example, this is one that kind of comes to the top of my head right now, but if I want to read 12 books, okay, if I want to read 12 books within this year, that is a fantastic goal. But let's say by the end of the year, I get to 11 books. I still read 11 books. If I don't get to that last one, that shouldn't mean that my resolution list doesn't count. Same thing if it applies to, like, if you read 2 books, okay? If you are someone who's not a reader and you read 2 books, you still read 2 books out of the year. That is so much closer to the type of person that you want to be, okay? That is so much closer to where you want to be. Maybe next year you'll read 4 books, okay? But what I want to think about for this year as we're creating our resolutions is, while you're choosing a number, while you're choosing something that you want to achieve, sometimes the lower that you create it, even if you feel like it's too low, the lower that you create it, once you achieve it, it gives you room to go above and beyond that. Does that make sense? If you say, I want to read 2 books within the new year, and then you read 4, you're pushing further and further and further above your resolution list. You're not just achieving it, but you're going above it. That way, the back of your head isn't being like, oh, we missed this amount of books. We didn't fully fulfill what we wanted to fulfill. It's a mental game. You shouldn't, and it's so toxic allowing yourself to feel like you didn't achieve something because it wasn't to the extent that you wrote it down on, that it wasn't to the extent that you thought it was. If I say I want to read the Bible every single day this year, that's such a great resolution. But sadly, sometimes I struggle to get to my Bible every single day. I try to get to it majority of the week, and I try to spend as much time in the Word as I can. But the days that I don't do it, I then put myself down on because I didn't achieve my resolution to the capacity that I wanted to. It is so important that we create habits for ourselves and that we create milestones for ourselves that are achievable and that allow us to feel more inspired by what we do and less diminished by what we do. And my next point kind of follows with that as well, is that a lot of the times we focus on the outcome versus the identity that we're gaining along the way. What this means is we focus so much on that so-called number, saying, I want to save XYZ amount of money. I want to travel XYZ amount of times. I want to read XYZ amount of books. I want to work out X, Y, and Z amount of days. When we place a number, we focus so much on the outcome that we lose sight of what we are learning along the way, which is discipline, which is building structure and routine, which is maintaining new hobbies and new abilities and new interests, things that we're gaining along the way, not just a number of times that we're doing things. I know I'm someone who's like, I like to work out 5 to 6 times a week, okay? That is my favorite thing ever, is working out 5 to 6 times in a week. But I focus so much on that number 5 to 6 that I often forget the reason I'm working out isn't just to lose a certain amount of weight, isn't just to keep up with what I keep telling myself and the commitments that I'm making to myself, but it's to maintain a healthy body. It's to relieve my stress and my anxiety within my brain. It's to enjoy myself and to have an escape in something. Those are the things. In addition to that, it's the routine, it's the discipline, it's the strength within my body. I'm building myself and I'm making myself stronger. That's the reason to why we should be doing things. Not because of the number of the times that we do it, but because of the reasons to why we're doing it, what we're gaining from the experience. which I feel like it's so easy to lose when we're writing down New Year's resolutions, when we're writing down the person that we want to be. We focus so much on the number that we lose sight of all the things that we're learning. And so in addition, going back to my first point, when we don't hit that number, we're so distraught by the number that we forget about all that we've learned along the way. I'm sure that there's things from 2025 that you're like, okay, I didn't fully achieve yet. But what can you think about? What can you rewire in your brain to be like, instead of I didn't do that, think of all the things that you did do. Think of all the things that you did learn. Think of all the things that you did figure out about yourself. Not the losses, not the negativity, but all the things that you gained from that year. Even if it wasn't a certain amount of money saved, you still learned a little bit more about saving. You still put your money in a Roth IRA. You put it in a savings account. You learn the value of money. And you also were able to experience things with your friends. You were able to treat yourself once in a while. There's so many wins that could come from even not meeting your New Year's goals. And we need to rewire our brains to focus on what's the true meaning of this goal. Is it to A, get a better body, B, save a ton of money, C, read more books, or is it because of the qualities and the things that we're learning and that we're gaining along the way? I am on a roll, you guys. I am on a roll. Holy crap. Cheers. It's literally 6:12 on a Tuesday night and it's pitch blackout. Maybe this needs to be like my time because I am just on a roll, okay? I'm fired up. You guys, I'm so inspired by this. Another thing that I want us to think about is the comparison that we feel against the people around us, okay? Oftentimes when I create a New Year's resolution, it's because I'm inspired by something that I'm seeing in someone else, okay? If someone has a really great routine, then one of my New Year's resolutions would be, okay, what is she adding into her routine that I haven't added in my routine? Maybe that's drinking a gallon of water a day, okay? Perfect example, because I feel like that's one that girls tend to do a lot, is they're adding in new habits such as drinking water, such as journaling every day, such as X, Y, and Z, right? Those are the things, those are the little things that we add in for ourselves that are added to our normal routine. And normally I do that because I see other people doing it and I see the benefits from it. So I'm adding it in. However, okay, I just want you to know, it is so toxic when you do and create a New Year's resolution because of someone else instead of because you think you benefit from it. This is a new approach to me for this year because we create all these expectations and we create all these possibilities for our New Year's self, right? Based off of the ways that we see other people succeed and what they did in the previous year. But it might be more beneficial for you to create your New Year's resolution list, the version of yourself that you want to be, truly based off of what you think you need more of personally, not because someone said it's beneficial. If you think that you need a gallon of water a day because you realize that you were that dehydrated this past year, then go for it, okay? Go for it. If that's because you think that you want that and that's what you need for your body and your health, then that is a fantastic resolution. But we have created the idea of resolutions based off of what other people have done versus what we truly do, which makes it so much harder for us to feel connected to the resolutions. It's a list of things that we know will better us, but we don't feel connected to, versus if it's personally a goal, such as one of my New Year's resolutions is simpler schedules. Okay, that's like my main New Year's resolution because truthfully, I'm losing my mind with the schedule that I'm at right now. I didn't go on someone else's, you know, 2026 New Year's resolution list. I didn't see all the things that they want. I didn't see all the things that were their ins and their outs. I personally was like, no, this needs to be my New Year's resolution. Okay. This needs to be something that I work on for 2026 because I don't want to be losing my brain for years and years to come. I feel like I'm aging due to the stress and anxiety that I have. That is what we need to make our resolutions based off of. That is what we need to make our goals for the next year based off of. Not because someone inspired us. I mean, that's a beautiful way to do it, but I do think that it leaves us less connected to the version that we want to be. And instead, it's just writing down things that, you know, some girls are like, okay, like, yeah, I tried gua sha-ing, which I do love a gua sha, by the way, but I tried gua sha-ing and now I'm, you know, my face lost so much weight. And so someone puts that on their list, gua sha every day. But if they don't truly want the benefits of it, if they don't truly believe that that is the one thing or that is something that they want to apply to their life and that that is what they need to do and that's truthfully through their spirit what they want to do for the new year, do you see where I'm going with this? They won't be connected to continue it. They might enjoy it, but then it won't be a consistent habit that you want to build and that will truly help shape you into the new year. It's just something that you're adding to your schedule. And truthfully, New Year's resolutions should be simpler. They should be something that help you, that make it easier, that bring you more peace, that bring you closer to yourself. It should be a step up and something that you learned from the previous year that you weren't able to achieve. That is what New Year's resolution should be. That is what the goal of a new year should be. Not to truly glow up in the new year, but to connect with what you truly need, not what someone else is telling you is the ins and the outs of 2026, okay? And I fall victim to that too, because it's nice when people are like red light therapy. I'm like, yes, I know the benefits of red light therapy. So I'm in. I'm fully in with the bandwagon. I'm joining in. I'm going to do that. If it's, you know, certain styles, if it's to find your time capsule wardrobe, those are always good things. And those are things that have always been on my list. But a lot of the things we add in because other people are inspiring us to do it. And telling us to do it because those are the ins and that's what we need to do for 2026. And that's how you achieve to be the prettiest version of yourself, the healthiest version of yourself, whatever version of yourself you want to be, the richest, all these habits. But does it connect with you? Does it resonate with you? Is that truly what you want to gain and what you want to come out of 2026? And my last point, you guys, is truthfully that holidays in general, but New Year's alone, are very emotionally loaded, okay? It's a very heavy and emotional time because so much is going on. So much is changing. So much is happening that we can't really control. And times are changing. Some people don't like to accept change. Some people don't like to accept that we already finished another year. That can be very daunting when you look at it at the big picture. But I think when you really try to zone in on all of the really great things, the outcomes, the things that you learned, all the things that came out of the year, it's less scary and it's more exciting because that just means that there's more to come. Less of I'm losing time and more of I'm gaining insight, I'm gaining wisdom, I'm gaining experience, I'm gaining more connection with myself. There's so many things that come out of a year and it's so emotionally stimulating that we need to be kinder to ourselves. We need to take care of ourselves going into the new year and we need to not obsess so much on listing 10 things that we want for the year and instead focusing on truly what we need. Because that's truly why I think New Year's has such a bad rep, because people take it and they take it as a trend. They take it as just time passing. They take it of the things that they are losing versus the things that they're gaining, and they don't focus on all the things that they're able to learn. They're able to celebrate from the year. There's so many things that happen in the year. There's so many things that happen in 365 days. We deserve to celebrate all of that. The wins, the losses, the mistakes, the laughter, the cries, the fears. We deserve to celebrate all of it because it's not just another year. It's our year. It's a year that shaped you. It's a year that taught you more. And it's all about perspective. It's all about perspective on time. You can't sit and fear the future and what's to come. But what you can do is be grateful for what you've learned along the way and be excited to learn more, to experience more, to love more, to learn more, to laugh more, to cry more. There's more coming. And holidays are full of emotion for so many reasons. They're full of loneliness, fear, unsettlingness, change. They're full of so much stuff. It's insane. We deserve to be excited for a new year. No matter how old you are, you have something to gain from the year that's coming. You have something to reconcile. You have something to love. You have something to change. You have something to embrace within that year. And you have time to do it. You have another year to do it. It's another year of you. That's what New Year's is. It's another year for you. What do you need in this next year? What does 2026 want to bring to you? What version of yourself are you going to meet 365 days away from it? That is so exciting, you guys. I hope that you liked this episode. I know it was a little shorter than a couple of my other ones, but it was just short and sweet, which is exactly how I wanted it. I just really hope that you enjoyed it because I feel like this is something that's on my mind. And I have a similar episode that talks about the dream version of yourself and what does your dream life look like. That's already part of season two. But I feel like this is more zoned in and specific to New Year's alone, because this is just a heavy season of rebranding. It's a heavy season of reminiscing. It's a heavy season of learning and reliving, okay? We were living a lot from this past year because it was a big one. It was a big one, you guys. And that is why I really wanted to talk about this topic. That's why I wanted to switch around the holidays a little bit. And next week, I really want to talk about one of my favorite holidays, which is Christmas. And I just really want to dive into that. But I hope that you guys like this. I hope that as you're recreating and compiling your dream life and you're creating your vision boards and all that stuff, that you just, you get yourself excited and that you create things that will inspire you and not unmotivate you because they're too hard to achieve. I hope that you focus on what you can gain and not what is too hard to achieve. If you guys like this episode, let me know. Like, comment, subscribe, follow me, rate this podcast. Please rate this podcast. I love to see that you guys love it as much as I love creating it. And share this episode with a friend. And I really hope that you guys leave me some messages if you related with this, because you know how much I love the messages. But I love you guys so, 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 so very much. I mean it so much. And I will talk to you so incredibly soon. Bye.